When interest rates rise, what's it cost you? I'm David Brancaccio. That was a doozy of an interest rate hike yesterday, 0.75 percentage point, big enough to impress even the professionals. And stock market players are moving out of stocks this morning amid the realization that a slower economy ahead implies lower profits. In early trading, the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 3%. The S&P 500 is down 2.8%. The Dow has lost 759 points here. That's 2.5%. Michael Schumacher is global head of macro strategy at Wells Fargo Securities.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you go back to the last Fed meeting, stocks did quite well on the day of the meeting, much like yesterday, and then sold off dramatically the day after. So I think people are trying to interpret the Fed's actions, and also several other central banks acted today. The Swiss National Bank did a surprise hike, first in 15 years. Bank of England tightened. So the message is that the central banks collectively are taking away the punch bowl, and that's kind of tough for some investors to accept and digest.
Oh, it's tough. Also, people are worried about maybe a recession next year, and that's not, of course, a foregone conclusion. What are your thoughts about that? Are you closer to thinking we will be in recession?
I think a recession is fairly likely. The Fed is not forecasting one. That seems optimistic. It's possible, of course, the U.S. will not go into recession. But when you think about a major tightening of monetary policy and really try to put that in light of inflation that's as high as it's been in 40 years, it's tough to imagine the Fed does not put the economy into recession, in particular with unemployment going up probably quite a bit over the next year, year and a half.
Michael Schumacher is global head of macro strategy at Wells Fargo Securities. Always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, David. A pleasure.
These central bankers say their target for the interest rate they manipulate is between 3 and 3.5% by the end of this year. So what does that mean for household expenses? Marketplace's Nova Safo has been taking a look. Back of the envelope, Nova, what are we seeing?
Yeah, of the types of consumer debt I looked at, David, mortgages are where you see the most dramatic difference. At the beginning of the year, a 30-year fixed mortgage was averaging 3.2%. Now it's already 2 percentage points higher, and the Fed so far hasn't even hiked federal funds rate that much. So the market is ahead of the Fed a little bit. In terms of monthly payments, the difference is huge. The national average home price is about $500,000. If you put 20% down and bought that house at the beginning of the year, your monthly payments would have been about $2,100. If you buy that house now, your monthly payments would be $500 more a month. Mm. I mean, that's a car payment. And by the end of the year, if we assume mortgage rates follow the Fed, you could be looking at $1,100 more a month for the same house. And that's assuming prices don't go higher. So you can imagine people might leave the market or look for cheaper, smaller homes or spend less on other things like going out to restaurants.
And what about borrowing for a car or credit cards?
Okay, so credit card rates are also ahead of the Fed. They're up about 2 percentage points since the beginning of the year. And if they keep going up, it will take you longer to pay off the same purchase. So for example, a $2,000 laptop, say, if you put that on a credit card, it will take you about a month longer to pay it off at the end of the year if you're making $100 monthly payments. Car loans are a different story because car companies offer financing too, and they're competing with each other. So interest rates there haven't moved that much, even with the Fed rate hikes. Less of an impact there, David.
It's a nice laptop, by the way. But if, say, you wanted to do a new kitchen, which can easily run $40,000, right? A 10-year home equity loan that's 2.5% higher by the end of this year would cost about $37 more a month to pay back. So maybe you save that by not taking the family to the diner, which means the diner and the waitress don't get your money, and thereby the wheels of the U.S. economy start to slow.
Yeah, David, and by the way, you'd also pay more interest, about $4,500 more on that kitchen remodel over the course of the loan. So I guess then no new oven, no new fridge, dishwasher, microwave to go with it.
All right, just reface then, I guess. Nova Safo, thank you. The biggest supplier of powdered baby formula has stopped production again. Abbott Laboratories says it stopped making Elicare formula at its Sturgis, Michigan factory because heavy rains caused flooding. The place had just reopened after a contamination issue. Abbott says it has enough existing supply of this particular baby formula to get through until the factory is fixed.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
So far this year, the NASDAQ stock index has fallen 30%, S&P 500 down 21%. This affects the 58% of Americans who hold stocks. It affects the companies whose value is built on these stocks. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reminds us, it affects nonprofits, including those doing charitable work.
It's a nerve-wracking time for a lot of nonprofits.
In part due to stock market volatility, in part due to inflation, in part due to potential for recession.
Rick Cohen at the National Council of Nonprofits says what happens with the stock market can negatively affect organizations in a couple of ways. For one, some nonprofits have endowments or investments.
They see decreases in those, which makes them less able to deal with whatever the next crisis facing us is.
And when the stock market goes down, some donors also tend to pull back. Kathleen McCarthy at the Center on Philanthropy and Civil Society at CUNY says that's particularly true with donors who aren't wealthy.
When the middle class sees prices going up and their investments going down, they're going to be much, much less likely to give.
But a big drop in the market in June is less likely to affect charitable giving than a drop in December.
It's really the end of year changes from the prior end of year that proved to be significantly related to changes in household giving in particular.
Patrick Rooney is with Indiana University's School of Philanthropy.
Middle of the year, other parts of the year, volatility is emotionally disruptive and may have political ramifications.
But he says it doesn't usually seem to have much of an effect on how much people give. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
The cosmetics company Revlon has just filed for bankruptcy protection. It's had trouble competing with online-focused new brands and owes as much as $10 billion, according to the filing. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported Revlon had started talking with creditors to avoid bankruptcy, but now the filing, they're using Chapter 11 of the bankruptcy code, so if things do pull together at Revlon, the company can remain in business. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.